High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Getting set for Tom's River North and Lakewood. Let's run down the starting lineups for both teams. First for the fifth-seeded Mariners at 22-2, Rory Caswell is their head coach and is in his second year. Starting tonight in the backcourt will be number 11, Damian Singleton, who is a 5'11 senior. Also starting tonight in the backcourt, number 14, Kyle Carrington, 6'1 junior. They'll be joined by number 24, Carl Blum, a 6'4 senior. Number 32, Solly Stansberry, a 6'7 senior. And Tyler Bernath will start tonight. Played limited minutes the other night, but at 6'5", certainly gives Tom's River North another inside presence. Again, the Mariners coming in as the 5 seed. For Lakewood, Malik Mendez starts in the backcourt this evening. He's a 5'11 senior guard. We'll be joined by number 10, Tyrese Beverett. He is a 6 foot senior. Also in the starting lineup tonight, number 12, Maurice Diawara. He is a 6'3 junior, plays a front court spot. Be joined by number 13, Jared Craddock, a 6'3 forward as well. And the big man in the middle, number 44, Ben Watson, at 6'7", Randy Holmes, is the Piner head coach.
Randy Holmes, a former outstanding player at Lakewood, was part of, a Shore Conference Tournament Championship team or two, and now trying to get his Piners back to the promised land on top of Shore Conference basketball, a spot they feel so rightly they deserve to be. They've been trying to get there the last few years and have come close on occasion, but it's been a long, long time, as we said, 22 years between championships, and Lakewood trying to get there with a win tonight over a Tom's River North team, which I think has, you know, the fifth seed, as you said, you can't call it a surprise, but I think there were a lot of people who going into this tournament said, well, you know what, Tom's River North, just another one of those A-South teams, you know, that kind of thing. But this North team has gone farther than that.
Team's getting set to be introduced here before another good crowd on hand. As we mentioned, the crowd's kind of change hands a little bit. Tom's River North is the 5 seed, will be in their dark blue jerseys with the yellow numerals.
And now for our starting lineups.
And Lakewood in their home white uniforms tonight, with Lakewood across the chest in blue and the white shorts. Point Beach can sit back and relax a little bit. They know if they have claimed a spot in the finals already.
Starting lineups being introduced here. The officials tonight, John Scoris, Derek Gladden, and Pat McGarren make up the crew. I think they used the rotation once they got to the quarterfinals. If you were selected, you could not do another game. So we'll have three officials in the championship game on Saturday who have not worked one of these games. The change of the starting lineup for Tom's River North that I think caught us off guard a little bit is Tyler Bernath. Now, he did play quite a bit on Sunday, and I think there's a combination, Matt. Two things. Number one, he's a senior. Number two, he's 6'5", and let's face it, the Mariners are going to have to work hard on the backboards against the Lakewood team that traditionally is a strong rebounding team. So no surprise maybe that Bernath gets the start tonight.
Lakewood very quick, as they usually are. The one thing, Kevin, is, as we talked about, Tom's River North does have speed in their backcourt that you would think at least can kind of keep Lakewood at bay a little bit.
Well, you know what? The Mariners, this is probably the only time, really, that a Tom's River North team has played Lakewood over the years, and they were conference rivals for many, many years. Probably the only time that Tom's River North was able to match up with Lakewood in the backcourt from a strictly speed standpoint. So it's Singleton, Carrington, Blum, Bernath, and Stansberry, Mendez, Beverett, Diawara, Craddock, and Watson. for a spot on the Shore Conference Final. Delighted you're joining us here on 1160 or 1310 AM or via the internet at shoresportsnetwork.com, of course. You can download that free Radio Pup app on your smartphone and take us wherever you go.
Jumping center tonight will be Craddix and Blum. John Skouras tosses it up, and the opening tip batted around and then picked up by Ben Watson. Lakewood starts with the ball, moving left to right. Mendez will flip off on the left side for Diawara.
2-3 zone for the Mariners. Bernath in the middle.
On the baseline, Craddix will flip back up top for Mendez. Mendez patient here. Bebrick gets a touch around the perimeter. Diawara back for Mendez between the circles. Mendez will get called for a travel.
Well, he thought Diawara would be somewhere else, and when he wasn't, he couldn't make the pass because it would have resulted in a steal, and he got caught moving the feet. Toms River North basketball.
Mariners with their first touch. Bouncing off on the right side is Singleton inside the alley-oop for Stansberry. Didn't result in a dunk. Stansberry cut it on one side, came back with the other, and lays it in for a 2-0 advantage.
Still 2 points, right? Layup or dunk.
Mendez up court now. Flips off on the left side for Diawara. Back to Mendez at the half-court circle. Mendez looks things over. Flips off on the left. Diawara trying to take Carrington inside a little bit. Beverett gets a touch. Watson, the big guy inside, yet to touch it. Beverett with a three on the way. That's good.
Well, he's headed to Stony Brook to play football, but as we know, he's a pretty darn good basketball player as well. Tyrese Beverett.
Sure is one of the best athletes in the Shore. A three on the way to answer from Carrington from the right corner. Gives Toms River North a 5-3 advantage. First game started out with hot shooting as well. Beverett back rims a three from the left side this time. Rebound up ahead of the field for Singleton. Drives down left side of the rim. Floats one up, no good. Blum with the putback attempt. That's short on the right side. And then there's Watson to take down the loose ball. 5-3 in favor of Toms River North. Pull back out for Mendez. Here's Diawara. Splitting through the defense, down the lane, hanging runner off the mark. Blum with the rebound. Up ahead is Singleton. One-on-one goes Glass on the right side and drops it in. His first two. And Toms River North off to a good start. They lead 7-3.
Singleton, who had a great game in the quarterfinal win over Colts Neck on Sunday with 17-11 in the fourth quarter.
Inside, the shot blocked away. On the attempt by Craddix. Loose ball coming to Beverett. Back up top for Mendez, and Lakewood will slow it down. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining, 3 minutes into our first quarter. Mendez will take a long range three. That's off the back of the iron, no good. Blum ahead for Carrington in transition. Wild shot down the right side. Stansberry, the offensive rebound, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Lakewood.
7-3 North, 4:47 into the opening quarter. Second semifinal, Shore Conference Boys Basketball Tournament.
It'll be Blum to put it in play. Stansberry off the inbounds, gets it. Left side jumper is good. Stansberry's got four to open up the game.
Leading scorer for the Mariners, 12.5 a game, along with 11 rebounds and 4.5 blocks. Gaudy numbers.
4.5 minutes remaining. 6-point advantage with North up 9-3. Beverett has it. Wants a screen from Watson. Now we'll flip off to his right. Diawara drives. Kick in the right corner for Craddix. Back to Diawara. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Inside cut from Beverett. Gets everybody up in the air. Draws a foul and will go to the line for two. If I saw the point of the referee right, it's going to be on Stansberry.
No.
Bernath.
The Mariners will take that trade.
Stansberry had foul problems the other night. Quick three from Peverett that he banked in to go up with his second three of the night, 9-6.
Did you hear him call glass?
I did not.
Okay, neither did I.
I guess when you're that good, you don't have to. Entry pass for North. Stansberry on the block. Cut off of the baseline. Bernath gets it at the foul line. Reset of the offense for Singleton. Singleton cutting down the lane. Stepped on the end line. And it'll be Lakewood basketball.
The first substitution for the Mariners. They're going to bring in Jared Rankins, a 6'6 senior forward. He'll replace Bernath.
Up court, Diawara. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Flip it left for Beverett. He's already shown that he can hit the three. He's got both baskets for Lakewood. Three on the way here from Mendez. That's off the mark. The putback from Craddock's off the mark. Long rebound, North in transition, 3-on-2. Carrington lost the pass on his way to the basket down the left side. And here's Stansberry with the left elbow jumper, no good. Diawara takes down the rebound. Mendez at midcourt, penetrates, drives, kicks for Craddock's. Here's the drive down the lane from Diawara, hung in the air, no good. Beverett going to slash his way to the lane, miss the shot. Craddock's crashing the glass. He'll get the offensive rebound and the putback. 9-8, Toms River North. Marinaccio, who's into the game, as Toms River North turns it over again. And back to Lakewood. It's what the Piners love to do, turn the basketball over. Diawara at the foul line, doesn't see anyone, will lay it off on the left side for the big guy, Watson, who lays it in from the left side.
Piners find cracks in that zone. There's Marinaccio on the other end with a driving layup.
Right down the lane and able to drop it in for his first 2 points. 11-10 the advantage right now for the Mariners.
North caught Lakewood napping a little bit after that last basket, able to get the quick transition score.
Now it's Diawara with it between the circles. Less than 2 minutes to go. 11-10 North. Beverett going to pull up from the right corner. That's an air ball. Marinaccio with the rebound. Up ahead of the field. Singleton can't track down the pass from Carrington, and it goes out of bounds.
Mariners go back to the bench, bring in sophomore Evan Martin. He'll give give Carrington a quick blow. Minute and 49 left in the opening quarter.
Good patience here out of Lakewood in this first quarter. They don't really rush things around. The dump down for Watson is batted out of bounds from Rankins.
Rankins is 6'6". He can jump out of the building, that very athletic senior who really has not played much basketball before this year.
Baseline inbound play set up down the left side of the lane for Craddock's, who's got a couple of baskets. 12-11 Lakewood, their first lead of the night. And a foul in the backcourt will be called on Craddock's as Lakewood put the press on. His first, team's first.
You can't make any lazy passes with the quickness that is on the court for both teams. If you do, it results in a turnover.
Stansberry has the inbound at the half-court line. Dribbles through a double team, leaves off for Rankins. Trouble with the pass, flips it up, no good. Stansberry tried to keep it alive, could not. Goes out of bounds, and it will go back over to Lakewood with 1:15 to go and a 12-11 advantage for the Piners. Mendez has it between the circles. We're at 60 seconds in a quick-moving first quarter. Beverett trying to dump it down low for Craddock's. Tough pass, able to handle it. Turn around at the right block. Off the mark, rebound tipped up. Comes down to Singleton. Here's Marinaccio. In transition, will pull up from six and hit on the right side. 4 points for Marinaccio off the bench. Mendez with Tom's Over North back up 13-12. 25 seconds now left. Beverett from Mendez, top of the key. Bouncing left, Diawara. Stansberry got a hand of the passing lane, able to take it away. Diawara takes it right back. 12 seconds left. Craddock's inside, fade away, in the key, no good. Rankins had it for a second, and then Craddock's couldn't save it going out of bounds. It will go back to Toms River North. Bernath and Carrington checking back into the game for the Mariners.
I think Stansberry got a piece of that one on that last shot. He and Marinaccio will head out with 6 seconds left, give Stansberry a little break now along with the timeout at the end of the quarter.
3 seconds as Singleton breaks the timeline. He'll fire one with the clock expiring, way off the mark and no good. Toms River North takes a 13-12 advantage into our first quarter break. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the second semifinal of the night from Brookdale Community College. It's the Shore Conference Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight's broadcast made possible by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary banking.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here from Brookdale Community College as after one quarter of play, it is 13-12 Toms River North. Game high 6 for Beverett. A tie for the team high for Toms River North. Stansberry and Marinaccio, each with 4. Off the inbound, Toms River North trying to get it inside. It's picked off by Lakewood. Beverett in transition, goes left side. The layup up and in for Mendez off the feed. His first basket of the night.
Well, North tried to run a play off the inbounds. Did not work. Led to an easy basket at the other end.
Another steal. Mendez down the right side this time. Gets it up. Back-to-back points for Mendez.
Well, I know Rory Caswell does not want Carl Blum handling the ball against pressure.
Singleton working it back up court. Picks up his dribble. Lakewood up here by 3. Their biggest advantage, 16-13. 3 on the way by Carrington is off the mark. Rebounded by Diawara. Diawara will get called for a carry of the basketball under no pressure.
You know what? It's nice to see that called. I grew up when they actually called that on people. Now you can do almost anything, but that was pretty flagrant.
Carrington bounces off on the right for Evan Martin. Martin, couple of dribbles. Will hand off here to Carrington. Going to drive down the left side of the lane. Bumped on his way up. And will go to the free throw line for a pair.
That'll be on Craddock's, his second. First player to get 2. He's got both the Lakewood fouls as Carrington will shoot a pair.
Carrington's got 3 points so far on the night, and he will stay at 3 at least for right now as he misses the first free throw. Eric Davis, number 11, into the game for Lakewood. Craddock's will have to take a seat on the bench with those 2 personal fouls.
Remember when players used to all have the same color socks? They would actually match. No, you don't, huh?
I remember that.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Another miss as Beverett in transition will have it go out of bounds. He was the last to touch, and it will be North basketball.
Carrington's got orange socks. Bernath's got lime green.
Stansberry trying to go back to work, and he'll get called for a travel and up and down. He went up and came back down, didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, I think when he went up, he was thinking he would draw a foul. He was kind of in no man's land, and then he just came down. It wasn't supposed to happen that way.
Mendez looking to drive. The feed inside, batted around a couple times. Mendez gets it back. Beverett open from three, and he'll hit his third three of the night. He's got nine, and Lakewood all of a sudden up 19-13. Carrington looking to go in transition, handing off to Singleton. Here's a three on the way by Blum, left side. Back rim no good. Mendez goes up high to get the rebound. Watson inside, frees himself up for a layup. No good. The big guy gets his own rebound back. Left side, no good. Diawara with a putback attempt, no good. Watson again, blocked by Stansberry. Up ahead of the field is Martin. He'll leave it off for Singleton driving. His shot pinned against the glass by Diawara. Stansberry there, count it, and the foul.
Boy, what a sequence of defensive plays. The Piners just attacking the offensive glass. Second, third, fourth chance. And on that last one, Stansberry with the block. At the other end, a block by Watson, but Solly in the right spot for the follow, the basket, and a chance for a three-point play, and we'll get a timeout.
Full timeout taken. We break as well. 5:41 to go in the opening half. It is Lakewood 19, Tom's River North 15. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game, powered by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it, Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
5:41 to go in the first half. Lakewood, the top seed, leading number five, Tom Ziver North, 19-15. As we play with 5:41 to go in this opening half, it's been up and down a little bit. Tom Ziver North has led by as many as six. So has Lakewood, as Stansberry looking to complete the three-point play. And he does.
Nice touch for a big man. At 6'7", he is.
Beverett up court has North now down by three, 19-16. Diawara flips right for Mendez. Looking inside for Watson. Ball taken away by Singleton. Up ahead now for Carrington. He will go in and jam it with one hand and got fouled. Wow, great extension by Kyle Carrington.
Well, that one right into the Toms River North student section, and I mean, they enjoyed that one big time. Looking for back-to-back three-point plays here. Misses the free throw.
19-18, now Lakewood. With 5 minutes to go in the first half. Beverett looking to cross over. Now we'll give to Mendez. Left side pass for Diawara. Mendez driving right, gives for Beverett. Another three on the way. That's good again. Fourth three-pointer of the night for Beverett. Singleton on the drive. Kicks back out for Carrington. Looking to drive, stop baseline. Stansberry open from eight on the right side, no good. Rebound batted up. Watson comes down with it. And here comes Lakewood in transition, spinning into the lane. Beverett had it deflected away. Last touched by the Mariners.
Wonder if Beverett was watching J.R. Hobby in the first game. Hobby said, I can do that.
He has shot the ball pretty well. Beverett now at the top of the key, trying to break down Carrington. Goes on the right side, tosses one up, no good. Mendez on a deflected ball, gets the rebound. And now Lakewood starts it over again. Eric Davis will hand off to Diawara. Diawara gets it back left perimeter. Trying to go one-on-one against Blum. The kick out from Mendez. He's open from the right corner, rattles around the rim, and drops in. Mendez has seven for the game, all here in the quarter. Biggest lead of the night for the Piners, 25-18. Stansberry in the high post. Goes glass on the left, no good. Tipped up once, tipped up twice. Loose ball still loose. Now taken down by Eric Davis. Lakewood basketball. Piners looking to extend a 7-point lead. DOR almost traveled in the lane. Pulls back out to Mendez. Resets the offense with now 3 minutes on the clock in the first half. Mendez for Watson. Foul line jumper from the big guy off the mark. Carrington takes down the loose ball. Singleton ahead of the field. Looking to drive down the right. Stops. Kicks out for Carrington. He's going to take the long distance three from the left. No good. Stansberry the last to touch. The ball deflected out.
Marinaccio back in for the Mariners. Will replace Blum. 25-18, Lakewood leads Toms River North. 2:40 left in the second quarter. Winner gets Point Beach for the Shore Conference Championship on Saturday afternoon.
Here's a traveling violation on Eric Davis as he was on his way. Couldn't hold the pivot foot. And it'll be Mariner basketball here, 25-18.
It's been a quiet stretch for Damian Singleton. Scored the first basket early in the game and has not gotten on the board since, as Beverett has been matched up with him.
Carrington around a couple of screens, holds the dribble, kicks for Stansberry. Three on the way, air ball from the left corner. Beverett in transition, three on two. Fed off for Davis left side. His shot rejected by Stansberry. Three on two the other way. Here's Singleton down the left side of the lane. No good. Stansberry fighting with Watson. And now Stansberry will commit the foul. His first, team's second.
That's that frustration foul after the driving layup is missed. And Stansberry reaches, picks up his first. Of course, listeners are pretty well aware that Stansberry comes from some good genes. His father, Terrence, was a star at Temple, drafted by the Indiana Pacers, spent a couple of years in the NBA, and then a long career overseas. Got to see his son play in the finals of the WOBM Christmas Classic.
Beverett here working on the baseline left. He traveled, and it'll go back to Toms River North. Stansberry's three from the left. Halfway down, kicks out.
From the North fans.
80 seconds to go. Beverett trying to keep the hot shooting alive from the outside. Missing the three-pointer. And a loose ball foul will be called. Marquise Oliver, who just came in. It's either going to be him or Watson.
It was Oliver.
It is on Oliver. Fifth team foul on Lakewood. Carrington down the left side of the lane. Blocked away. Loose ball picked up by Mendez. In transition now, it's Diawara. Stop and pop for Oliver from the foul line. Rattling out. Singleton picks up the loose ball. Now it's Carrington with a two-on-two down the left side of the lane. He's fouled on his way up. Mendez will commit that. Sixth team foul on Lakewood.
Fouls on number five, Malik Mendez. First personal, Lakewood's sixth.
Sixth team foul. The Piners one more, and they'll be over the limit. Carrington, who's 0-for-3 from the line. No, not Carrington. Not a shooting situation. Marinaccio will inbounds for the Mariners.
Off the inbound, Stansberry was bumped, no call. Fade away from the right side off the mark. Watson picks up The loose ball for Lakewood, and see if the Pinehurst hold here for one. Coming up on a half minute remaining.
Cold second quarter for North, just 5 points.
One of those from the foul line. This is Oliver. Again, taking some air out of the ball. Mendez has it. Double come. Singleton takes it away from him. Took it right out of his hand and will lay it in softly with a right hand. And the time expires on that basket. Good one. Again so far. Lakewood 25, Tom's Ever North 20. We step out here for 60 seconds. When we come back, Scott Stump from All Shore Media will join Kevin, talk about this one and the earlier game, which of course was won by Point Pleasant Beach. We step out here and take a quick 60-second timeout. We're back with more on the Shore Sports Network.